Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
I'm Rob Archer, and for Vicky Moore, top local story, more trouble in the skies. A flight attendant on an American Airlines flight to Orange County has been assaulted after an argument with a passenger over wearing a face mask.
It was a flight from JFK in New York City bound for John Wayne Airport, but after the ruckus, the pilot decided to land in Denver instead, where the passenger, who allegedly assaulted the flight attendant, was taken off the plane by police and into custody. The FAA says that as of August, it had received nearly 4,000 reports of passengers acting up on planes, and nearly 3,000 of the cases involved passengers refusing to put on their face masks. In this case, passengers, witnesses say, it turned violent, with the male passenger allegedly hitting the female flight attendant.
There was a doctor on the flight, luckily, so I don't know. He said it wasn't broken, but it was bleeding, so they took her to the hospital.
In a statement, officials at American Airlines said they were outraged by the incident, that the passenger would never fly on American again, but they would not be fully satisfied until the passenger was prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Passengers, by the way, now face stiff fines and criminal charges for unruly behavior on flights, and as you can see, they may be banned from ever flying again. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Flights from Hollywood Burbank over Sherman Oaks and Studio City will continue despite complaints from the people who live below. A court ruling it does not have legal standing to force the FAA to use a previous flight plan that had planes following the 101 and further away from the Santa Monica Mountains. Police say the noise has been unacceptably loud for them since that flight plan changed 3 years ago.
The Los Angeles City Council is going to enforce the city's updated law restricting homeless encampments at more than a dozen locations in the San Fernando Valley.
Most of the sites are near schools. Several are near shelters, with two near libraries and one by a daycare center. One man called in during public comment and read a letter he said was from residents who live at one of the encampments targeted.
This does nothing to help and only makes our life harder. Who are we? We're a group of disabled military veterans, families, people who recycle, clean houses, work security to make a living, and more. Instead of banning us, why aren't you trying to get to know us?
Under the law, the city council can pass a resolution, which it did in this case, to designate specific areas for enforcement to prohibit any sitting, sleeping, lying, or storing personal property within 500 feet of sensitive locations, such as schools and parks. Now, notice has to be posted at each location. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
An increase in shootings in Pasadena and Altadena, prompting the police to call an emergency community meeting. Five people have been hurt in three separate shootings since Monday. Pasadena Now reporting witnesses aren't cooperating. The community meeting, 6 o'clock tonight in Robinson Park.
The man behind the Grove Palisades Village and other shopping developments has hired a top-notch consulting firm, and that might mean a run for L.A. mayor is on the horizon. Real estate mogul and billionaire Rick Caruso, now working with the firm who consulted during the U.S. Senate campaign of Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom's run for governor. The spokesperson for Caruso told LA Magazine he is seriously considering running for mayor.
The smell coming out of the Dominguez Channel in Carson is dissipating slowly. according to the latest from the county officials.
Crews have been pumping oxygen into the canal to get rid of the decay process that's causing the hydrogen sulfide gas. Some people have had headaches, nausea, and other symptoms from the smell. Dr. Muntu Davis from Public Health said there shouldn't be any long-term health effects.
I can say that it's not what we expect, given the levels that we've seen. We've actually been in consultation with the State Department of Public Health. We've also been in consultation with California EPA, their Office of Environmental Health and Health Hazard Assessment. We've also been in consultation with US EPA. And all have said to us, based on the levels that we're seeing, that that's not what's expected.
People were urged to call 211 if they needed to be put up in a hotel over the smell or they need reimbursement for things like air filters. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
More than 250,000 DWP customers in LA will be getting payment relief for past due bills. It's part of a pandemic-related debt assistance program that's going to offer $183 million for customers who need some help. It's the biggest debt assistance program in LA's history. No applications are required, but to be eligible, the LADWP says you have to have been impacted financially between March of 2020 and June of 2021.
A $2.5 million settlement proposal will be discussed next week by the LA County Board of Supervisors involving two families whose family members were killed in that 2020 helicopter crash that killed Kobe and Gianna Bryant. The settlement connected to the unauthorized sharing of photos from the scene that allegedly caused those families distress. According to the Times, the proposal would split the $2.5 million equally between the husband of Kristen Mauser and the two surviving children of Carrie and John Altobelli.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.